Herzler's History of Utopian Thought traces the influence of Francis Bacon's New Atlantis, a book you need to know something about if you are to ever adequately understand the roots of modern schooling. Herzler makes a good case from the testimony of its founders that the Royal Society itself arose from the book's prophetic scheme of Salomon's House, a world university assembling the best of universal mankind under its protection. One of its functions, to oversee management of everything. The New Atlantis had immense influence in England, Germany, Italy, and France. In France, it was considered the principal inspiration of the Encyclopedia, whose connection to the American Revolution is a close one. The story has been told too many times to bear repeating here. Suffice it to say that the very same triangle-encased eye that appears on the back of the American dollar appears as the center of Solomon's Temple in early 18th-century French artistic representations. Our consistent requirement of utopian procedure is the detachment of its subjects from ordinary human affairs. Acting with detached intelligence is what utopians are all about. But a biological puzzle intrudes. Detaching intelligence from emotional life isn't actually possible. The feat has never been performed, although imaginative writers are endlessly intrigued by the challenge it presents. Sherlock Holmes or Mr. Spock of Star Trek fame come to mind. Utopian thinking is intolerant of variety or competition. So the tendency of modern utopians to enlarge their canvas to include the whole planet through multinational organizations becomes disturbing. Utopians regard national sovereignty as irrational and democracy as a disease unjustified by biological reality. We need one world, they say, and that one world should reasonably be under the direction of the best utopians. Democracy degrades the hierarchy necessary to operate a rational policy. A feature of nearly all utopias has been addiction to elaborate social machinery like schooling and what we can call marvelous machinery. Excessive human affection between parents, children, husbands, wives, and all is suppressed to allow for enthusiasm for machine magic to stand out in bold relief.